Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth Perek in Hilchos Ishes, the laws of marriage, in the Sefer Nashim. In this Perek, the Rambam is going to be discussing the psulim in Kiddushin, those that are problems, invalidations in the halachic engagement. Which some of the ideas we're going to be discussing in today's Perek is the Rambam discusses Kiddushin Shalei Beratzin, if it's done without willingness, without consent, if there's Kiddushin with one witness, or if the witnesses are apostle, invalid, the kedushin of a cheresh or a shaita, a deaf mute or a person that's mentally deranged, or chereshes or shaita, or if she is a deaf mute or mentally deranged, from a sadis, and the Rambam defined all these terminologies, and that's what he pointed out in the first two parakim, what they are, from a sadis, a eunuch, a tumtum, someone who does not have the signs of gender, androgynous, has both signs of gender, an idleness, a woman who can't have children, from Arayas, a woman that's biblically prohibited, Shnias, those that are rabbinically prohibited, a Yavama Lashok, the woman who's died without, her husband died without any children, who she's supposed to get married to her brother-in-law, gets married to someone else, from a Goya or a Shivcha, that of a non-Jewish woman or a maidservant, a Goya, non-Jew, or an Eved, a slave, or Yisrael Mumar, a Jew who's a renegade Jew, a woman who's half maidservant, half a free woman. And the same thing by a man, a half slave, half free man, and if the man is drunk, if it's done with less than a shava pruta, or if it's a minor and he sends gifts regarding that gift, if that's qualified as a kedushin. So the Rambam begins, as we said, he's discussing the psulim mikdashin, psulim with kedushin, those problems with kedushin, halacha alas. In the ishim iskadeshes, so the Rambam puts down the concept that a woman can only become engaged, eleritzaina, only if it's with her willingness, as the pasuk says in Dvarim Chav Dalad, the whole chavayis l'shachah, she goes, she gets married to another man. Sounds like as Rashi says in Yevamos, with her own consent, or additionally as Rashi says in Gedushin, because you need to have das makna when you're acquiring something. The one who is acquiring it to you, who's selling it to you, needs to have, you need their consent, and the woman is acquiring herself. She's so to speak selling herself to her husband, so you need to have her ratzon. Now, therefore, says the Rambam, makadosh isha b'karach, if someone engages a woman against her will, say, in makadoshes, she's not engaged. Now, although by a sale, it actually is a valid sale, even if you force the person, but by kedusha isha, the chum penalized him and revoked the kedushin, because as the words of the Gemara's, it is, but who also shlagaygan, he did inappropriately, so if my shlagaygan, so therefore they also do it to him inappropriately, and they revoke his kedushin. Now, that's regarding if the woman is not consenting. Avale ish, but regarding the man, shen zuhu, where they force him, achi kiddush bal karcha, until they force him to get engaged to this woman, harezi mukadesha, she is going to be engaged. And even if he doesn't say at the end, I want, the reason that is because the act of kedushin that he's doing is testifying as if he's saying that I want to. And here, unlike the woman, they don't say that, oh, that since he was forced, we're going to revoke it. It's only by the woman who... There is where they instituted this idea that since she has no way out, that since it was forced, it's going to be revoked. Now, similarly, v'yesh le'ish le'kadosh nashim rabbis ka'achas. A man has the ability, if he wants to, he can get engaged to many women at the same time. V'hu, and that it should be, and this is where it comes into this idea, but l'ratzin, she'i b'kesef, that should be with the money, im kiddush b'kesef, if he's doing the kiddush with money, pruta l'chalachas v'achas, that has to be at least a pruta, as we already defined what that is, the low denomination of a currency for every single woman. But, and this is where it comes in, v'yesh la'achas men la'achar, but at least one of them, or someone else, should be l'kabla k'kedushin, should receive the kedushin, aydei kulin, for them all, midaitam, with their consent. So, again, the Rambam is bringing in this idea. You can engage many of them at the same time, but its primary purpose, where he's talking about this idea, is that, but they should all be agreeable to that. And then, of course, you can make a shliach. It could be some other woman, it could be one of the women, and you can engage them all at the same time, again, if it's midaita. Halacha beis. Hamakadosh ha'se'isha. If a man engages a woman, v'nasn ha'kedushin midaita biyat chavertas, again, he's staying on the same theme over here, that it needs to be l'rotzen, and we're talking about problems with that if it's not. So if he gives the kedushin with her consent, with her willingness, in the hand of her friend, that she should receive the kedushin money as an agent, as a shliach. V'ma l'chaverta, and then the man tells the friend, when he's giving the kedushin in her hand, he says, "V'adname, and you also, and also you too." Okay, it's something similar to that. So then they're both going to be engaged, as long as he gave that woman, at least it was worth two prutas, so that it should be a kesa of a kedushin for both of them. Again, that's her consent. But he put in her hand, the friend who is receiving the kedushin for the woman that he's engaging. And he tells her, Va'at, and you. Doesn't say you what, and you. So this woman, Shekibla Kedushin, that received the Kedushin for her friend, who he said to her, and you, Mekudesh is Basafik. She's engaged in doubt, meaning, Shema, loin niskaven, maybe the intention was not, El Liris Ma'baliba, only to see what was going on in her thoughts. Uki'ilo Amala, and as if he was telling her, Va'at, and you what? Matremi B'davazah, what do you say about this? So it's not clear, what did he mean to say? And you getting engaged, or you, what do you say about this? So Rambam explains, Lefikach kibla kedushin him. So that's why she accepted the kedushin, and she didn't right away give it back. Shahareza adayin shayla liris ma'baliba, because he was asking her what's her thoughts. In other words, if she agrees to get engaged to him, but she didn't yet make up her mind regarding that. Umnezeh hisav mekudesh, because of that, she's in a doubtful kedushin. And essentially what the real doubt is, the Gemara Nedarim that Vavam Beis tells us, if there's a concept of what's called Yesh Yad, the Gemara discussed there, is there a handle? A handle is like, it's not the thing itself, but it's a handle for that. Is there a handle for Kedushin? Which essentially means to say, when you say only half the phrase, Va'at, that's like a Yad, it's not the whole thing, but does Va'at mean Va'at Nami? And Gam'at, does the word mean that? Or maybe no, the word itself, At, doesn't tell us exactly regarding what. And therefore, because of that, it's a subject of kedushin, because we don't know, again, if she's agreeing or not. That goes into that discussion of Yudayim, of the handle, and therefore she's subject of kedush. Halacha Gimel. Again, related to this theme. Om Aloha, let's say he tells her, I want you to be engaged to me with this dinner, which is a type of a currency. And Nitalatu, she takes the coin, and she throws it in front of him. Not a place where it's getting lost, she throws it in front of him. Or she throws it even to the sea, or into the fire, or the double oven, or some other way that's going to get lost and consumed. So, and that's the chiddush in these cases, even though she's liable to pay for the damages. But any mekudesh, she's not considered engaged. In other words, we don't say that, oh, she received it for kedushin purposes, and now she's just trying to test him to see if he's going to get angry, and that, like the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Ches Amud Beis tells us, no, rather we say by all of them, she's refusing to get engaged. And therefore, she just throws the money back to him or away. Now, Amalei, let's say she tells him, Tenela Abba, give it to my father. Oy Lavicha, give it to your father. Oy Lishpon, give it to that man. Benosin, he gives it in the Mekudesh, she's not engaged, because she's just making a joke out of him. Give your money to someone else. Vim Amrloi, but let's say she tells him, Teneuloi, give it to him, she kableli, that she received it for me. Benosin, he gives it to her father, his father, whatever. Harizim Mekudesh, then she's being engaged, because she's saying that he'll receive it for me. So it's her acquiescence, it's her consent. Again, it's all the idea that condition requires, Lirtsoina. And we're talking about cases that won't qualify for that. Now, halacha dal. Amr, let's say she says, Hanicheo alasela, put on the rock. So, in the Mekadesh, she's not engaged because the rock is not hers. It's like the case in which she says, throw it to the sea. Now, Vimhoy sell the shalom, let's say it was her rock. Oh, the Mekadesh, then she's engaged because the halacha is chatei shalom kainoloi. A person's area, what they own, their property, their courtyard, acquires for them as if they received it in their hand. So, when she says, put it there, it's like she received it herself and therefore she's engaged. But let's say how you sell the shalshneim. Let's say the rock was jointly owned by this man and this woman, who were not married up until this point, and he wants to engage her, and she says, put on the rock. So here she's engaged out of doubt, because although the halacha is, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, a person cannot go ahead and acquire something from someone else in a jointly owned courtyard that they have together. Now, here it's different, because since he's trying to get her to engage her, so you could say that he lent her the area, and it's hers now, not jointly owned by the two of them, because jointly owned doesn't work, because that's to leave my property and go to your property. Here, maybe it's going to work. But also, you could be in doubt and say that maybe her intention is to tell him, no, put it on your rock, which is not my part, and she does not want to receive the kesa kedushin. So it's not clear, so therefore it's mukadesh l'besafik. Amalal, let's say he tells her, hiskachli b'kigizeh, I want you to be engaged to me with this loaf of bread, it's worth a pruta, I want to engage you with it. Amalei, she says to him, Tenei, give it to that pauper. Even if that pauper relied on her, so he would come and eat by her, so it's in a sense giving it to her. In the Mekadeshet, she's not engaged when she tells him to give it to that pauper, because just like she has to provide to the pauper, he also has a responsibility to provide to the pauper, so he's not really giving the woman anything. Kedushin has to be a kinyan, she has to be giving her something. The fact that he's giving it to that pauper, who usually comes to harvest supper, is not giving her anything, because he also has to support her. Let's say she says, Tanir lekelim, give it to the dog. How is in the Mekadeshet? She's not engaged. But v'mhoya kelim shalom, let's say it was her dog, the Mekadeshet, then she's engaged, because he's giving her something. Now, let's say the dog is running after her to bite her. And she tells him, oh, you want to give me a loaf of bread to engage me? Give it to this dog. So there she's in doubt if she's engaged. Because although that he has a responsibility to save her, so you could say he's not really giving her anything because it's his obligation, but maybe because she's being saved from a dangerous situation, she concludes to say, oh, I'm going to marry my hero, my savior, and maybe she is agreeing to get married, and therefore, it's a suffix mukadeshes. Halacha hey. Another different type of a case, again, to see, is she consenting? Is she agreeing to the engagement or not? A guy selling his wares, selling fruits or vessels, and things like that. So a woman comes into the store and she tells him, ten lima at meila, give me a few of these items. Bamalai says to her, if I give you these items, ti mukadeshesli, will you be engaged to me? So im amra, if she says, hen, yes, Venaslani gives it to her. She's engaged. He gave her something of value. But if she tells him, Tenli mehen, give me from them. Or throw it to me. Or things. What the idea of it is, don't fool around with me with these types of words. Just give it to me. Venaslani gives it to her. Then in Mekadeshes. Then she's not engaged. Because her main idea was to say, stop driving me crazy. I'm not here to get engaged to you. I'm here to get some items from the store. Similarly, he was drinking wine. Ramalai, she tells him, give me a cup of wine. Ramalai, he tells her, if I give you Harit Mekadesh, but will you engage me with that cup of wine? Ramalai, she says, Hashkeini Hashkes, give me to drink. Oiten, or give, or Hashki, give to drink, or Hashlech, or just throw it to me. Ain't a Mekadesh, she's not going to be engaged. She ain't at Varm Nidin, because the words don't seem to be. Ella, rather, Hashkein Bavad. She's just saying, just give me the drink. Don't drive me crazy. Don't fool around with me with other things. And therefore, you could tell that it's not her consenting. She's just saying, just give me what I asked for. And it has nothing to do with Kiddush. Now the Rambam moves on to, again, another qualification that's necessary for Kiddush. And again, if it's not there, it's not going to be a valid Kiddush. Halacha Vav. Hamakadish Be'eid Echem. Someone does Kiddush. He gives the ring to the woman with one witness. We're not concerned for the Kedushin. It's not even a doubtful Kedushin. And Vava Pishish Neim Oidim, even though they both agree, the man, the woman, that they agree that, yeah, we did the Kedushin, doesn't make a difference, because here the testimony is not as a validation, it's not as a verification, rather as a validate. It actually creates the entity of the Kedushin. And Kavachem L'Makadosh B'L'Eidim, of course, if he's doing the Kedushin just between him and her, without any witnesses at all, then we're not concerned with the Kedushin at all, because learn from Gzeir Shava. It says by Arayis Ervas Dover. It says by monetary laws, Al Pishnaim Edim Yakum Dover. Just like over there by monetary law, you have to have two witnesses. Also here by Arayis, meaning regarding that of marriage, also requires two witnesses. And without that, it's not considered a Kedushin at all. Now, let's say I'm a Kaddish B'Psuli Edishal Taira. Let's say someone has two witnesses, but those two witnesses are biblically invalid witnesses. For example, let's say he violated a prohibition that would get him lashes from Torah law. So they're not valid witnesses. In the Mekadesh, it's not going to be engaged because it's not considered as witnesses. Now, however, Bipsuli Eidah Shal Divrei Seifim. Let's say the witness is only rabbinically invalid. For example, the only vital rabbinic prohibition, like let's say Bimachal, the second day of Yom Tov, which is the Rambam says in Hilchas Eidus, that's a rabbinic violation. Or witnesses that we're in doubt if they're biblically invalid. For example, let's say two people testified regarding a person that he violated an aver. Then two other people came along and contradicted them and said, no, he didn't violate. So, like the Rambam says, Hilchas Eidus, so we're not sure if this person is possible or not. So, and he did a kedushin in front of these two witnesses. So, what's the halacha? So, again, it's a safek. Imrotz alichnais, if he wants to go ahead and get married, chayzim akadosh b'ksheim. He has to go ahead and do over the kedushin in front of two valid witnesses. But Vim Loi Ratzalichnas, if he doesn't want to get married, Tzricha get men besafik, so she has to get a gift from him out of doubt. Because again, on some level, it is a valid condition because he could be a valid biblical witness. And now, Vafil Kafra Isha, now even if the woman denies, the Krisha Seidim, she contradicts the witnesses, but she says, Loi Kedeshtani, that he's not engaged me. Still, and even by these witnesses, which are not even the best witnesses, Koyfin Aislikach get, we force her to take the get, again, if she wants to get married to someone else. Which the terminology we force her is very interesting, and the Torah actually says in the Rambam that no, we force him to give the get, which that would be the appropriate gear. It's not that we force her to take one, but we force him to give one. And v'chein didn't call kedusha safek. Also, all the laws of when it's a doubtful kedushin, halacha is a mrotz lichnas. So he got engaged because he wants to go ahead and do the next step, which is to consummate the relationship. If he wants to get married, chayim kadosh vada, you have to go ahead and do it over again in a definite way. If he doesn't want to get married, so then she requires a get from him, again, out of doubt, because biblical, there's still an element over here of a valid kedushin, but again, it's not all the way, it's either a suffix, or because rabbinically it's not good, so then you have to do it over again, or get a get out of doubt. Now the Rambam continues on a different element, which, and we had mentioned these terminologies and definitions in the first two parakim, that again, it has to be an adult to do kedushin. So now, besides the problems we said about das, meaning about rotzin, and regarding that of witnesses, now the Rambam moves on to the players themselves. Katan shekiddush, if a minor does kiddush, and kiddush of kiddushin is not a valid kiddushin. Abul gadol shekiddush as a katan yisema, but if an adult man engages a minor girl that's an orphan, where that's kiddushin's done with her, not with her father, because she's orphan. Oy ketana, or minor, sheyatz mishos aviyah. Her father's still alive, but she was removed from her father's domain. How's that possible? Where her father married her off, and she got widowed or divorced when her father was still alive, she's not in the father's domain anymore. So here it depends, how old is the girl? She doesn't have to be an adult. The husband, has to be an adult. She doesn't have to be, but it depends what age it is regarding what the kedushin is. Says the Ram like this. If she was under 6 years old, a terminology like we find in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, even though she understands secret matters very much, she recognizes mavchenes and she's able to differentiate, she understands what's this kedushin, what's nisu, and she understands the whole idea. Doesn't make a difference in kanshim kedushin, there's no halacha over here, a title of kedushin at all. And she doesn't even require a halacha of miyun. A miyun is when there's a rabbinic marriage, which is the case of this girl, when she's a minor, that her father's not alive, because when her father's alive, the marriage is biblical. Here, when the girl is a minor, it's actually a rabbinic marriage, where she can then do miyun to refuse that marriage, as long as she's still a minor, and walk out without a get. Here, when she's under six, she doesn't even have to do miyun. It's not a kedushin at all. And the reason that is because any girl that cannot protect her kedushin, she doesn't have a clue what's going on because she's so young, she doesn't have to do mean, doesn't have to do this refusal. That's if she's under six. Now, the Mohitim Abbas Esther Shon Lamal, but let's say she was over 10 years old, then Afapishi is Chalabi Yaiser. So just like under six, no matter how intelligent she is, it's not going to be a kedushin. Here, when she's over 10 years old, even if she's very foolish, Hailim in the Scotchal died, but since she accepted the kedushin with her consent, so she is considered engaged for the rabbinic marriage, for the rabbinic kedushin, that if she wants to leave this, she would have to do a refusal, which is a process known as miyun, to go out of this kedushin. Now, let's say she was between the ages of 6 and 10. Then, if he died, that already depends. That's more gray. We're going to check to see how intelligent she is. If she recognizes, she's able to differentiate what is marriage, what's kedushin, then if she's intelligent, she would have to do miyun. If she's not so intelligent, then she's not even engaged for the miyun. Like we said, she doesn't have to do miyun, she's not even considered engaged. She could just, not a kedushin at all, and wouldn't require miyun. Now the Rambam Halachas explains, what does it mean that she's engaged to require her to do this procedure of miyun? So Rambam explains, she in the scotcher that if she gets engaged, she doesn't want to stay anymore with this husband. She has to go through this process, this procedure known as miyun. She has to do a refusal in front of two people. To say, I don't want this man anymore. She could leave without a divorce document. Like we're going to explain in the halachas of divorce, there in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Chas. This is a woman that's called Mumaenis, a woman that refused. So, like the Rambam likes always telling you definitions so that you know the application. This is the woman who's called a woman who refused. Now, says the Rambam, why should go out with a divorce? What do you mean? They had a halachic engagement. They got married. So, says the Rambam, this, that the adult man, who he has to be an adult, but this that he could get engaged to a girl that's a minor, is not biblical marriage. Because since she's a minor, and she's an orphan, so her father cannot accept the kedushin, and she's not an adult, so she cannot do a kinyan. So biblically, she's not married. This whole kedushin is only rabbinic. The rabbis went and instituted a marriage for this minor girl so that people don't do whatever they want with this girl because she has no one protecting her. So she doesn't have a father in her life, and she doesn't have a husband. So they instituted a rabbinic marriage. So behim tluyim. So these rabbinic marriage is in suspense. She'im yashvim baila chagalada, if she stays with her husband until she becomes an adult, and he then has cohabitation with her when she really became an adult, then gomer kedushah. Then that concludes her kedushin on a biblical level. V'nasa esh eshgemur, then she becomes a bona fide biblical wife to this man. And v'enetzarch lach zelakach achshagala, and he doesn't have to go ahead and do another kedushin after she became an adult, because that bia that he has with her when she becomes an adult is the finalization of the original kedushin that he did for her when she was still a minor. Now, v'mleiret zaleishit, if she doesn't want to remain with him, then she, as long as she's still a minor, she would have to do this procedure that we're calling a refusal, which again is only at least from age 6. 6 to 10 is a doubt, over 10 for sure. Under 6, you don't have to do that mean at all. But when she became an adult already, even if she did not have cohabitation yet with him, so it didn't consummate it all the way, but she can't do mean anymore. She would have to have rabbinically a get, as the Rambam explains all these specifics in the Halachas of Gerushin in Perek Yudalef. And v'teisabla get, and again, she could do this mean procedure, and she could leave without a get. Now the Rambam moves on to another problematic personality between the man and the woman getting married. We spoke about the age problem. Now we're talking about a different problem regarding intelligence. Chedish, a deaf mute. Shanasa bikachas, that married a mentally intact woman. Or the other way around. Chedish shanisis lepikach. The woman is a deaf mute, got married to a fully capable and intact mentally man. So, in kedushim gemur min ha-Torah. But that's not a biblical marriage, again, because both parties have to be pekech bekachas, fully consenting, adult, mature people. But rather, it's a rabbinic marriage. And in kedushin gemur min ha-Torah. So it's not going to be a biblical marriage. Like I said, only rabbinically. Lafikach imbo pekech. Therefore, if a mentally sane man comes, v'kiddush eshes chedush, and he engages the wife of this chedush, a regular couple. So ha'pikachas, this woman who received the mentally fully capable woman who received the kedushin from that piker, harizim kedush l'sheni, she's now halachically engaged to him, because that's the rule. Anytime you have the first kedushin that's only rabbinic, the second kedushin, which is biblical, is going to take effect. Because on the biblical level, the first couple wasn't really married. So she's engaged to the second person, a kedushin gemurin, a bona fide kedushin, which is even biblical. So b'naisin get. So that second man has to give a get, v'himoteres labal achesh, and then she's going to be permitted to her first husband, the deaf mute. And the reason why is because that second man didn't marry her, he only engaged her. But if he actually would go ahead and do nisuin, she would actually be forbidden to both, as the Rambam explains Hilchos Gerushin, because she already got married to someone else. But we're talking about that he did only Gedushin. So then he would have to give a Gerushin. Aval hash, but that was all regarding if one of the two, the man or the woman, is a Cheresh or Chereshes. Aval Hashaita Shikidish Pekachas. But if the man is mentally deranged and got married to a regular woman, we'll just call regular just for short. Or a regular man gets engaged to a mentally deranged woman, in Kam Gedushin Klal. So there's no Gedushin here at all. Limited B'Torah, not biblical. And limited B'Torah, not even rabbinically. What's the reason for that discrepancy? So the Gemara explains that in Yevamos, a cheresh and a chereshes, the takans chacham would be effective because you could have a regular harmonious relationship with a deaf mute. So the Rabbanan, although biblically it's not, instituted a rabbinic kedushin. But a shaita and a shaita, who you can't really live with such a difficult person in a marriage, so the Rabbanan did not even institute a rabbinic marriage, and that can be considered not even rabbinically married. Now, continuing on different problems with the individuals, for the marriage, halacha yud says the Rambam sodesh shekidish, a eunuch that got engaged, and again, that's why we said we defined the terminology in the first two parakim, because the Rambam is going to be using them in all these different applications. So the sodesh that gets engaged, bein sres chama, whether he's born like that he can't have children, or bein sres adam, whether he was castrated by a human being, which we explained this already in Perek Beis, and mechein al nishan skasha, which is the equivalent, so to speak, by a woman, also was born that she cannot have children. So these are considered bona fide kedushin. Now, the chiddush is, although a stris adam is forbidden to marry into the Jewish people if he was castrated, but still kedushin is going to take effect. That's halacha. Kedushin are taifis, and that's what these halachas are talking about, b'chiyuv alavin. And you don't have to say that a stris adam, his kedushin is going to be taifis because he's actually permitted to marry into the kehila. And so to the islandess, even though, if he doesn't, and this is the chiddush in these cases, even though because she's a regular woman, because she can't have children? No, because a man, if he doesn't have children from another woman, we force him to divorce this wife. Even so, he's going to require a get, because even if he didn't recognize and he finds out that she's nihilist, still it's a valid kedushin. So therefore, that's what the Rambam is coming to say, it is a valid kedushin. Now, Halacha Yud Aleph, tumtum androgynous, if a tumtum who we don't see any signs of gender, or androgynous has both signs of gender, male and female, shekitru isha, that they got engaged to, they engaged a woman, oy, shekitru ish, or a man engaged them, because we don't know, is it a he or a she, hadele kedushin esavik, either way, it's the kedushin of doubt, but she can get mesavik, and we have to beget out of doubt. Halacha Yud Beis, makadosh aches min arayis. If someone engages one of their arayis, which again we had explained, are those that, if he has cohabitation with them, is a punishment of koras, which they're all mentioned in Sefer VaYikra. So Lo Yaseh Klum, he hasn't done anything. She in kedushin tefes in la erva, because the kedushin does not even take effect in the erva. Chutz min anida is one exception. There is a woman that if you have bia with her, is a punishment of koras, but kedushin would take effect. Is a menstruating woman, which is a regular woman, just she happens to be anida. Where, but if one has bia with her, this koras. Shemekadosh is anida because someone engages anida. Harezim mekadosh is kedushin woman. That is going to be a bona fide Kedushin, because the Pasuk says about the Hini Dasa Alav, that even at the time of her Nida, there's Alav, there's going to be Havaya, one could go ahead and do Kedushin. But Vein Ro Laskim, it says the Rambam, it's not appropriate to do that. The reason that is because since she's not fit for cohabitation, one should not do Kedushin, because you can't have Bia, and thus you have to be concerned maybe he's going to touch her. However, this that we're not concerned with that anymore, today's times, is because since we do the Kedushin with the Nisun, we do it all at one shot, and all the whole Chasim was prepared and everything was there, so we don't want to cause such a great loss, and therefore, that doesn't stop us from doing the kedushin if she's a nida. Halacha Yud Gemel, Ketinas the Rambam, Eishes Ish, a married woman, Shepashtu Yaldu Bekibla Kedushin Mi'achav Bifnei Ba'ala. She stretched out her hand and she receives kedushin. She's there with her husband. Another man gives her a ring and says Harei Mekadesh Aslein. She accepts her kedushin from another man in front of her husband. Harei Mekadesh Aslasheni. She's engaged to the second man. Now, how's that possible? It's not because if you're married, you can't have kedushin from another person. It's because we presume that she obviously was already divorced from her first husband. Because of it, as the Rambam explains the logic. Because if a woman says in front of her husband, it says in front of him, Girashtani, you divorced me, nemanus, she's believed. Why? Chazak, it is a presumption. A woman would not be so audacious, have such brazenness in front of her husband to say into his face that you divorced me. So too, if she's receiving kedushin in front of him, obviously she's already divorced from him. Now, let's say another man engages her where she doesn't have any rings on her finger and he thinks that she's single and she gets engaged not in front of her husband, and then the condition is not going to take effect until she brings proof that she really was divorced from her first husband before she received the condition from the second man. Because anytime she's not in front of her husband, she would have the audacity to make believe as if she's single and therefore that's not a raya and therefore she would have to bring proof. Which the place can say that actually in today's times, which a woman would be me'iza, p'ne b'fnei b'ala, that even in front of her husband, she would have to bring that proof. Halacha Yudalet. Hamakadosh aches min hashnias. If someone engages one of the secondary arayis, which are only rabbinically forbidden, or from those that have a negative prohibition but no punishment of karas, or those that are prohibited as a positive command, which we explained these all in the first perek, or v'chein yavim, shekidish tzaris yavam, or a yavam, which is a man, that his brother died without any children. Now, his brother had two wives. One of them was the Yavama, meaning one of his brothers did Yibum to that wife. The second wife, who didn't have Yibum done to her, is called the Tzara, which is the rival wife. She's forbidden to marry any of the brothers. Like the Pasuk says, Yavama Yava Yaleha, which tells you you can do Yibum with her, the Yavama, but not on the Tzara. No one can marry the co-wife. Now, but it's said in the context of a positive commandment, do be with this one. The inference is not the other one. So again, that's what's called an Isser Aseh. That's a lavabo machlal say. So again, all these types, whether it's secondary erva or negative prohibition or positive commandment, harizim u'kadesh is kedushin gemur. So that's going to be a bona fide kedushin, because halacha is, kedushin is taifis, it takes effect. On chiv alavin, aseh, just not on the erva, like we said in the previous halacha. Chutz is one exception. Miyavamish in the Scotch Lazar, a Yavama that gets engaged to a different man, meaning before her Yavam does chalitza to her, the Torah says, Laisi Eshes HaMeisa Chutz Lizar. In Dvarim, it says, she's now going to marry to another man. So in that case, when she did marry another man, the halacha is, she mukadesh b'safik. Then she's engaged, although it's not a karis punishment, but there it's only a doubtful kedushin. Why? Because in Estapik Lacham, the sages were in doubt. If the Kedushin is taking effect by Yevama, by this woman, just like all other negative prohibitions, here it's just a negative prohibition, she shouldn't marry another man, so when the other man goes engaged, maybe it is going to take effect. Maybe it's not going to take effect. Like an erva. Why? Why did they have this doubt? Because the pasuk explicitly, as the Gemara said, Yevama Sadik Beis, Loisiyah, which the word Sia is from the term of Havai, which means by Kedushin, it makes it sound like as if the Kedushin won't take effect by the Zar. So they weren't clear about if that means that it's not going to be Teifus or not. So the Afal Pisha Asalei Lichnas Achaz Mikol Eilu. So regarding all these cases, so the last one was a Suffolk, if it's been Kedushin. So says Ram, although all these women we mentioned here in this Halacha are forbidden for him to get married, to go ahead and consummate the relationship with one of these women, but if he did a Kedushin, it is Teifus. And therefore, Hadeza Magadish Baget, there he has to divorce her with a divorce document because the condition is typhus, but he's not a stay marita, so therefore he has to divorce her with a get. Halacha Tezvav. Continuing on the personalities that are problematic for Kedushin. Hamakadish Goyoy Shefcha. If someone engages a non-Jewish woman or a maidservant in a Kedushin, it's not going to be a valid Kedushin. Ella Harehi Achara Kedushin. She rather is after he gets engaged to her. Kamesha is a Kedma Kedushin, just like she was before the engagement. Because by the maidservant, the pasuk says, "Shvulechem poyam achamar." That's amadem alchamar. That the slaves, which Eliezer was a slave, is similar to a donkey, which you can't do kedushin. A non-Jewish woman, the pasuk says, "Leisischatn bam." That you shouldn't have any halacha of chitun. That there's no marriage to a non-Jewish woman. Same thing is the other way around. V'chein goy ve'eved. If the man is a non-Jew or a slave, shekidush by zod that engages a Jewish woman in kedushin again the same reason, just the other way around. It's not a valid kedushin. Now, however, Yisrael Meshumet Shekidush. But if there's an apostate Jew, a Jew that rebelled and doesn't keep the laws of Judaism, if he does halachic engagement, even though he willingly worships idolatry, the biggest of Aveda, Aveda Zara, Hadayel Kedushin Gemurim still can be a bona fide biblical Kedushin, because as the famous concept says, Chati Yisrael, even Afapisha Chati Yisrael, even though he sinned, he's still considered a Jew. A Tzricha get mena, and therefore she requires a get from him, which not to stay married to this idol worshiper, but it was a valid kedushin, and therefore she needs a get from him. Halacha Tzayin, Hamakadish Isha. If someone gets engaged to a woman, shechetz yeshivcha v'chetz baschar. She's half maidservant and half as a free woman. So that's possible. Let's say she had two owners who jointly bought her, and one of them freed her, and one of them didn't. Any mekadesh is kedushin gemurim. So you can't have a full fledged kedushin to that woman because the half of her that's a maidservant is not fit to get engaged, like we said before in the previous halacha. And if so, it's like telling a woman, chetzeich mekudeshesli, half of you is engaged to me, which we said in the previous pedig, that that's not a valid kedushin. Now, but it's possible that this case is better than engaging half of a woman. Because over there, when it's a regular Jewish woman, he left over half of her, which you can't do because a woman can't be to two men. Here he didn't leave over anything in his acquisition. He engaged the whole woman. It's just that since half of her is a maidservant, so it's not taking effect in the whole thing. So therefore, it is a doubtful type of a kedushin. So it's not going to be a full-fledged kedushin until she gets freed by the other owner. But once she gets freed by the other owner, then the kedushin is going to conclude just like when you have a minor, which we said in the previous halacha, that although it's also not a biblical kedushin, not a full-fledged kedushin, but when she becomes an adult, it concludes by itself. And when he has beer with her and consummates his relationship, he doesn't have to go ahead and do another kedushin. So here also, that this woman who, it's not a full-fledged kedushin, she's not any less than a minor who is not even engaged at any level on a biblical level, where she does not need a new kedushin when she becomes an adult. Here this woman who is at least halfway, for the half of her that's free, that the kedushin is concluded. He doesn't have to do a new kedushin when she gets fully free. Now, however, but let's say another man comes along and engages her after she gets totally freed, before the first one has beer with her, there's a suffix kedushin l'shneim, so that now she's in doubt, engaged to both of them. Because maybe the original kedushin she had before she was freed did not take effect at all, because on some level it is like engaging half of a woman, which does not take effect at all, and therefore the second one's kedushin is going to be a valid kedushin. Or maybe the first one's kedushin did take effect, because again, he didn't leave over anything in his kinyan her, and therefore, the second one's kedushin is not going to take effect, and never doubt. Therefore, she's doubtfully engaged to both of them, and we have to be stringent in requiring that get from the two of them. Now, continuing a related vein regarding the case we mentioned before of chetzi shivcha chetzi bascharin, so halacha yedzayin, a related halacha. Ve'izohi shivcha charufa hamur b'ter. What's this? The Torah mentions about in Vayikra Yotes that there's something called a shifcha charufa, which is the engaged maidservant, which whoever has cohabitation with her has to bring a korban asham. Now, once we mentioned previous halacha that if someone engages a chatzis shevach chaz b'scharin, it's not a bona fide kiddush until he frees her. So what's the case that there could be a man engaged to her if it's not a biblical recognized kiddush? So it's referring to zum misha chatzis shevach chaz b'scharin. It's talking about, yeah, the woman is half maidservant, half free woman. But shekit she'ever ivri, we're talking about where a Jewish slave had engaged her. Ah, he's actually permitted to get married to her. Because even the half as a maidservant, which a regular man can't engage, an Eved Ivri is permitted in the Shifcha Kananis. So therefore, he has a bona fide kedushin even in the free part, because he's a Jewish man, and also in the non-free part, because he's also a slave. In contrast, a free man can't get that other half. So that's the case that the Torah is referring to when it's mentioning a Shifcha Charufa. Now, the other way around, regarding a man, if he's half slave and half a free man, Shekish Baskarin, that he got engaged to a regular free Jewish woman, so here also, like in the previous halacha, it's also a doubtful kedushin, because maybe it's similar to a woman that he says, get engaged to half of me, because he's half free, which we said in Perek Gimel that it's going to be a kedushin, because half of a man is valid, because he can marry two women. Or maybe you could differentiate and say, no, maybe there the woman is totally valid for the man, because he's a ben chayrin, so it's like saying, I want you and another woman to be engaged to me. But regarding this case, which is not even fit for the whole him, because of the half of him that's a slave, which is not able to have kedushin, so she's forbidden to him, like any eved that's forbidden in a free woman, and half of him is an eved, so maybe it wouldn't be a valid kedushin, and therefore it's a case of a sabi kedushin. Another type of problem in regarding to the people, but more, this is a state of being, shikr shikidush. If a drunk man does a kedushin, he's drunk, he's having a good time, he says, I read my kedush, just leave. Kedushin, kedushin. It's a valid kedushin. Even though he's very drunk. Now, but let's say higila shikrusa shalait, let's say he reached the stage of the drunkenness of light, which is somebody has no clue what's going on. He was totally out cold that his daughters had relations with him. Then in kedushin, kedushin. That's not going to be valid kedushin. And says, you have to really have a delicate decision regarding this to see if the person reached that stage of shekruz shalait, because we're talking about arayis over here, and therefore it has to be really have a shekel to know if he reached that stage of drunkenness or not. Now the Rambam continues on other problems regarding kedushin. Now regarding the item that was used to create the kedushin, let's say regarding when he does it with a with money, which is one of the three ways, kesef, of kedushin. Halacha yutes. Hamakadosh mepachas meprutah. If someone does the kedushin with less than, if it's less than a prutah, so in the kedush should not engage, because we said the minimum for kedushin has to be a shavah prutah. Let's say kitchen ba'eichel. Let's say he engages her with a food item, a bekli, or a vessel, or kitzvah, things like that. Shavah pachas meprutah, that's worth less than the prutah. Hareis mekedush besavik. Says Ram interestingly. She's going to be engaged out of doubt, with tzrichiyat mesavik, and therefore she's going to require a get out of doubt. You know why? I thought it has to be either a pruta or a shava pruta. Shema davazet shava pruta b'makam acher, because it might be worth, these markets are relative depending on where you live, it might be worth a shava pruta somewhere else. And therefore, it does have a value, because you could bring it import-export somewhere else. So therefore, out of doubt, she's engaged out of doubt. Now, Halamata, so says Ram, this comes to teach you, shakal makadosh b'shava kast, if someone does a kedushin with something worth money, I mean, it's not money itself, but something that, it's like any item that has a value of money. So if it was in that country where they live worth a pruta, so harele kedusha vadi, so that's definite kedusha. But if it's shavah pruta, but it's not worth a pruta, harele kedusha safik, that's going to be kedusha out of doubt, because maybe somewhere else it is worth a shavah pruta. Now, but says the Ram Yudali, would seem to me the following. Shem kiddush betavla, if it does a kedusha with a cooked dish, or a yerik, or with a vegetable, shein meskayim, which doesn't last, or creates them and things like that, if it wasn't worth a pruta in that place, should not engage at all. You know why? Because you can't bring it somewhere else until it's going to get lost and get ruined. And anyways, even if you're going to try to bring it somewhere else to get a market value of a pruta, it's not going to be worth it because it got ruined. And says that this is something that has logic with it, and therefore it's fit to rely on it, that if it's something like that, that's going to get ruined if you would try to bring it somewhere else. If it's not worth a shavah pruta here, it's not going to be a kedushin at all. Halacha chaf. Hamakadosh isha b'pachas m'pruta. If someone engages a woman, again, less than a pruta. Oy, shekidosh tei nashim pruta. Or he engages two women with one pruta. So, obviously, that's not a kedushin. But moreover, the Rambam adds on even more. Avapisha shalach sibalonis. Even if he sends sibalonis, which are gifts that the engaged man sends to his fiancée, to the woman that he's engaged to.
La'achabekin. So he sends gifts afterwards, which are worth more than the Shavah Pruta. In the Mekadesh, it's still not going to be a valid Kedushin. And the Chen Katan Shekid, there's also a mine that does Kedushin, which is not a valid Kedushin, like we said. Even if he sends gifts after he became an adult, in the Mekadesh, it's not going to be a Kedushin. Why not? The gifts themselves are worth a Shavah Pruta. You know why he's sending it? Because of the first Kedushin. He's basing it on that Kedushin that, oh, you're my betrothed, so I'm giving you gifts. But that was not valid Kedushin. It was less than Shavah Pruta. So even though the gifts are worth more, it's still not going to be a valid Kedushin. Someone engaged a woman with money or a document. So in the Tzach Sheet, not Kedushin, now the Rambam qualifies the form of the giving of the Kedushin. So if he's Mekadosh with money or a document, in the Tzachshit, not Kedushin, he doesn't have to give the Kedushin into her hand. If he wants to, Lizugla Kedusha, to throw her Kedushin, he's going to throw her the ring or the document. Uzrak, when he throws it, whether into her hand, whether into her bosom, to her chest, or into her courtyard, or into her field. Either way, Hadarizim Kedesh is going to be engaged, and she doesn't even have to stand over there like we have by Gedushin, because Kedushin is a schus. And the Allah is, like the Magad Mishnah says, you can marry the person, which Kedushin is, even if they're not there. Now, but let's say she was standing in the husband's domain in his property. Then tzach sheet l'techiyod, you have to put into her hand or into her bosom, because it's in his domain. So just throwing it, it's not giving it to her. It's still in his property. Let's say she was standing in a property that's jointly owned by the two of them. Zarek lo kedusheho midaitam, and then he throws her kedushin with her consent. And it doesn't reach her hand or into her bosom. So this is going to be a situation where she's in doubt if she's engaged, because you have to be concerned. Generally, the halacha is that you cannot acquire, as we mentioned before, mekir memcha by a jointly owned property. But here you have to be concerned that maybe he lent her his rights in that, and therefore it is hers, and therefore it was a valid kedushin. So it's kedushin safek. Now, the fellow amrlei, and even if she tells him, Hanach Kedushin al Makam Zeh, leave the Kedushin on this place. And that place was jointly owned by the two of them. Again, it's the same idea, Hadrei Kedushin Safik, even if she's telling him this. But it's still a Kedushin out of doubt, because we're not sure, is he lending it to her? Is it the joint? If it's joint, it's not valid. If it's hers, then it is valid, and therefore it's Kedushin out of doubt. The last halacha said the Rambam, halacha beis, hayam de Mishus Rabam. Let's say we're standing in the public domain. So even though Mishus Rabam, there's no halacha of the person acquiring it in the Dalai Lamas, but here, her condition would be acquired because it's based on the reasoning of if she could protect it. So, and that's even if it's 100 amas away. So it's not about that dal amas shalom koineloi, because here in Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the halacha. But here it's regarding, as we'll see at the end of the halacha, it depends on who's able to protect it. So let's say you're standing in the public domain, or in the property that's neither one of those, it's some third party's area. In contrast to the previous halacha, which is either her property or his property or jointly owned property, here it's neither one of those. And he throws her a kedushin, so it depends. Kardavaloi, if it's still closer to him, inu kedesh, she's not engaged. Kardavaloi, it's closer to her, here's a kedesh, then she's engaged. Mechs, let's say it's 50-50, it's halfway. Aishahi safik kardavaloi, safik kardavaloi, let's say we're not sure who is it closer to. Va'avdoi kodin shigili oda, and then it got lost before it reached her hand. Now you can't verify who was closer to. Here's a safik kedesh, so she's in doubt if she's engaged. Now, says the Ram, ketu kardavaloi, what does this mean if it's closer to him or closer to her? So kosher yachalish moisim, if he could protect it, v'hi enuchal, and she cannot, say ukarav loy, that means it's closer to him, so she's not engaged. Hi chalish moisim, hu enuchal, if she could protect it, and he cannot, meaning to say, because she's closer, zeh ukarav loy, that's closer to her, and she is engaged. Shnei mechem lish moisim, if both of them can protect it, or shnei enuchem lish moisim, both of them cannot protect it, zeh mechzeh, that's what we qualify as 50-50, it doesn't have to be literally in the by the 50-yard line, it doesn't have to be literally in the middle, it has to mean something that they're equal in that either they both could protect it or cannot protect it. And again, that would be a case of Mukadesh Masafik that should be doubtfully engaged.